This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. To Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com and it's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. Alright, lately, I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect. I don't know if I tell this story. Probably not, but maybe. A couple of years ago, let's say 2012, maybe. No, not 2012. Jeez, 2014. Really, truly, a couple of years ago, there was a Steam sale. Right, that's when Steam, the website, the gaming website, would sell games. Right, usually very, very good bargains. Now, back then, what they would used to do is they would have flash sales. Which means that these sales would only last for like 6 hours or so, 12 hours, something like that. Some very limited time. And you had to be there. Right? You log on, you see what they had for sale, eh, you buy it or you log off, right? But this year they just decided to just put a bunch of stuff on sale, say, hey, you know, we've got all these games for sale. And then go about your business. There's no reason to continually go back to the site, which was irritating because if you missed a sale on like a Monday, they would have it at, they would still have it on sale, but not as a drastic sale. So like you could get something for like 75% off on Monday, but only like 25% off by Wednesday. Okay. Anyway, so I was there. And I bought the first two Mass Effect games, okay? And they were just sitting on my hard drive. Well, not even sitting on my hard drive because I didn't install them. They were just sitting in the cloud for years. And then something happened. I forgot what it was. But I decided, you know, I feel like playing a game. I feel like playing a shoot 'em up. Here's Mass Effect. I never played that. So I played Mass Effect, the first one. And I absolutely loved it, all right? I mean, it was a science fiction shoot 'em up. A soldier ends up having to save the galaxy. Of course, I mean, come on, that's what happens in these type of games, right? But the thing is, the character was never really overpowered. You know, I mean, yeah, there was some progression, and yeah, you could buy stronger weapons, and you could. You could put skill points towards certain powers, right? But it wasn't a certain thing like Elder Scrolls, Skyrim. Love Skyrim, but basically you take some prisoner, and by the end of the game, you know, you have the power of a god, okay? But that's not what they did with Mass Effect. You just are a really skilled and lucky soldier. Who's at the right place at the right time, met the right people, got the right things, okay? Then the second one came out, and they changed the combat slightly. No big deal, right? Although a lot of the keystrokes that I was used to because I was playing on PC had changed, and it took me a while to realize, why can't I open this door, you know? But I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to play the third game, right? But Steam didn't have the rights to the third one. The third game you could only play on EA's Steam competitor, Origin. And the only reason that it is a competitor to Steam is because they have certain titles that are exclusive to Origin. So, you know, you can't get Mass Effect 3 from Steam. You have to get it off of Origin. The same thing with Dragon Age Inquisition, right? And I did not pull that one out of my ass, so I'll tell you in a second. So anyway, I wanted it for a while, right? And, you know, the second I finished Mass Effect 2, I want to play Mass Effect 3, okay? But, you know, austerity measures, okay? Personal austerity measures, I should say. And so I had it in my, what's that thing called? Amazon, checkout, you know, it had been sitting there, but I didn't check it out. You know, I got it. I went to go pay for it. I was like, I'm not going to, I don't have the money. So I just closed it out. Right. Well, later on, Patty wanted me to buy a new, phone charger for Steven. So I just went in there and just added it, and I didn't even pay attention. I just clicked, go ahead, buy. Next thing I know, it's like, oh shit. I accidentally bought the PC. No, the PS3 version of Mass Effect 3. So, you know, it's one of those sorry, not sorry type deals, right? So I'm playing it on PS3 and I'm really enjoying it. And then I get an email saying that Origin has this huge sale. And like most things are like 70% off. Okay. So I go there, I look, and sure enough, Mass Effect 3 is on sale, and so is Dragon Age Inquisition. Okay. Two games I want. Didn't think I could afford them. Now I could afford them because I also got a contribution to the network. Right, so it was in my PayPal, so I was able to pay for it and not have to, you know, break the bank basically. And plus, I'm using it in a podcast episode, so you know, it's all rationalized, shall I say. So I was playing it on the PS3 up to a point, and I was just like, you know what, I've got this on PC, I'm gonna play this on PC instead. And then when I just feel like vegging out and just shooting things on the PlayStation 3, then I'll play, you know, then I'll finish my game on a PS3, right? And right now I'm loving the game. I really am. I loved it on the, sorry, I'm outside. My dog's just looking at me crazy. I loved it on the PS3, and it's weird, but, game seems almost easier on the PC, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe because I have a little bit more control over things. But anyway, so as I'm really into Mass Effect again, okay, because I was really into it during the first two games, and now I'm playing this third one, and I know how it ends because I watched like a YouTube Let's Play or YouTube walkthrough on Mass Effect 3. When I first started watching Let's Plays, right? So this is like right after the game came out. The game came out in 2012, so maybe 2013 is when I saw this. So I have very little memory of what happens, except at the very end, I know that there's a decision to be made. And as I'm playing through the game, I'm trying to think thematically, you know. How would this work? What would be the best ending, right? Cause I don't even remember the whole ending. I just remember there are three possible things, right? Because when I play games the first time through, I play them at like games like this as like a role playing game, right? And then if I play it a second time, which is really weird because I won't sit down and like watch a movie a second time or even read a book a second time, but I will play a video game a second time around. And I play it more like a game. Well, I'll look for any kind of secrets. See things that I forgot to pick up the first time around, talk to different people to get different story branches going, that kind of thing. But the first time in, it's just about the story, right? So, like I said, I'm really enjoying it. Really, really loving it. But for some reason, you know, and I haven't really thought about Mass Effect for, you know, a couple of months now. All of a sudden, I'm seeing that EA, the people who actually own the IP, intellectual property for Mass Effect, are coming out with a series of novels. Some Canadian publishers coming out with them, I believe. There are no details on the story. There are no details on when things are going to come out, what format, nothing. There's nothing. All I know is that they said, hey, Mass Effect novels. And this was like all over gaming news sites for a while. And the second I saw that, I was like, yep, I'm in. Sign me up. Where do I get them from? You know? So that's, that ought to be fun. I think there are Mass Effect comic books. I know Dark Horse put out a couple. So I'm gonna see if I can find some of those as well. Cause like I said, I'm really into it now. Only thing I don't really like is, in order to get all of the DLC available for all three games. Because when I bought, let me protect this, to buy Mass Effect 3, on PlayStation 3 cost about $14, but I could get Mass Effect Trilogy, which is all three games, and that also came with a certain DLC downloadable content for, like, I think it was $15, $16, something like that. So it's like, okay, I get three games, even though I already have two, but now I have extra DLC. I have extra guns and skins and stuff like that. However, if I want to get all of them, it's going to cost about $100, right? And this is not a hey, give me $100 so I can play this game. No, I'm just letting you know. It's like, this shit is expensive. And there's also like a multiplayer mode that I have no idea about. I don't play multiplayer, but I'm like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. All right. All of that just to say that they're also, because I was looking up something, there's also rumors about them eventually trying to make a Mass Effect movie. And apparently the rights have changed hands a couple of times. I don't know if I'd want to see a Mass Effect movie, unless it would be a series of movies. And quite frankly, with the story that they tell, they have to tell the entire thing. And we're talking about several hundred hours worth of gameplay. That's not going to fit in 6 hours, right? Even, let's be generous and say they go overboard with the time. Let's say they give them 3 hours per movie. It's still 9 hours. There's a lot of stuff they're going to have to cut out, a lot of stuff they're going to abbreviate. Personally, I'd rather see a TV show, right? Television limited series, right? So we all know going in, say, hey, this is going to be 5 seasons. That's it. Okay. So that's, 50 episodes, right? Or if you, cause there's no way you're going to get this on network TV. So it won't be like 125. This will only be 50 episodes because it'll be basic cable or premium cable. And so I was thinking, you know, who would I want to see play? All right. Now, unfortunately, Shepard, the main protagonist, would probably be the male character, because with Mass Effect 3, Shepard, main character, can either be male or female. You pick the then you can customize greatly, right? I rarely play with male Shepard, right? I don't know, there's something about the guy's voice who plays him. Maybe he wants to sound like an unctuous prick. Maybe not, maybe. I don't know, but every time I play with the male character, he even though he's my character, he rubs me the wrong way. So I always play with a female version of the character. There's way too many flies in there. And not only definitely the female character, but I always make her a black woman because it's not something you really see a whole lot of in science fiction. Well, in gaming, period. But in science fiction stories, there's really not a whole lot. And it's not even really a question of representation. Hold on a second. It's not a question of representation, but to me, it makes for a more interesting story when I play Shepard as a black woman. At least for me. But we all know that if a movie was going to be made, be a big budget, it would be a white male. Don't have a problem with that. Just want to go on record saying, yeah, I know white men. Some of my best friends are white men. I go let them use my bathroom. Okay. I have to explain that because every time I say that, people are just like, "What the hell?" There's this Southern judge or justice of the peace or something like that who didn't want to do marriages for interracial couples, right? And he said he didn't have a problem against black people. He said, "I don't have a problem against black people. So my best friends are black people. I let them in my house. I even let them use my bathroom." And that has always made me laugh, right? That is the mark of showing that you're not a racist, that you let somebody else use your bathroom. So every now and then I'll say crazy shit like that. Say, "Oh yeah, I even let them use my bathroom." But anyway, when I was thinking about the character, because I've been thinking about this for a while now, who would I cast as Shepard, right? Unfortunately, they would not want a black woman to be the character, because if not, I can't pronounce the child's name. Gugu Mbatha. She played the wife on there's a TV show called Undercovers a couple years ago, starring Boris Kodjo, where this married couple who had their own catering company were actually super spies. She played, if it going tire even closer to science fiction. Hold on a second. All right, my dog is like the loudest drinker in the world. On Doctor Who, she played, oh my God, Freema Gaiman. Martha Jones. She played Martha Jones' sister. You know, really beautiful, really a good actress, too. Very talented. She's probably who I would want. But that would, it would never happen. Because I think we all know that role would be played by somebody like Chris Pine, you know. I don't know why, but I'm just not a Chris Pine fan. When I look at him, I don't think, "Oh, wow, this guy is a leading man." I look at him, I'm just like, "Really, this guy?" And he's never, I haven't seen a performance by him that I have disliked, but I don't know. When you just come up with bland leading men, he's the guy I think of. All right, rightly or wrongly, that's the guy who pops directly into my head. Who knows? Maybe he'll grow out of it, right? All right, let me just drop that. So, yeah, but the person that I would pick, because I was watching Dark Matter earlier today, and Melissa O'Neill, who plays Two, she's who I would pick, because there was a part where she was fighting basically a zombie in space, and I'm thinking, that's Shepard right there, right? I had no idea that she was like a Canadian Idol contestant, you know, because Dark Matter is a show that I really like when I watch it, but it wasn't until like the second season debut that I realized I didn't finish the first one, you know, and so I said, all right, before I start watching the second one, let me watch the first one, and I realized that, oh, yes, I forgot, when we were cleaning up the DVR, I got rid of all my episodes, so I'm watching them on Netflix, which is cool. But that means I have to binge watch them before I can start watching the newest season. And instead I'm over here talking about Mass Effect. But yeah, she's one I would pick, right? Most of the actresses that I see, they're either really pretty. You know, I'm not saying that Shepherd needs to be, you know, ugly, right? Because trust me, this woman is not ugly. Mbatha, God, I wish I could pronounce her name. She's not ugly at all. Probably one of the best looking women, best looking actresses out there working today. But when I look at them, even with her, Gugu, I get the impression that maybe, I don't know if she could really pull off, you know, ass kicker mode, right? And so as I'm watching Dark Matter, I'm still thinking the same thing. I'm thinking, this woman may not be able to pull it off. But then I saw her fighting, you know, and you know, the second she pulled out her gun in this episode, that won me over. Second, she put out a gun, I was like, wow, that's just like a Shepherd pulling out her pistol. And then she got into a fight. I'm like, wow, yeah, this is Shepherd, right? So, I don't know. Anyway, let me know what you think. First off, let me know what you think about whether or not there should even be a Mass Effect movie or a TV show. And if so, who would you cast? Which way would you go? Just for Shepherd, we can worry about the rest of them later. Because, yeah. Yeah. So just let me know what you think. And let me know what you think about the game. And don't spoil the very end. Because, like I said, I know there's a big decision to be made, but I don't recall exactly what it is. But this is a game built on decisions. All right. And anyway, all right, I'm done. And I'll be back soon with another episode. I'm going to go